my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, brothers and sisters. There's a topic that comes up, and I believe from a spiritual standpoint, it's straight up spiritual warfare. So I want to address this and set this straight. And that is, did Paul preach a different gospel than Yeshua? Now, before we get into this teaching, I want us to understand some foundational truths that I teach here at Torah Life Ministries. Torah means guidelines and instructions of our Creator. The Torah is the first five books of the Bible, and it's the foundation of all of Scripture. Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is the living Torah. He lived by the instructions and guidelines of our Creator and lived them out perfectly and taught and showed us how to be a follower of Yeshua by living those guidelines and instructions. And Scripture, all the way from Genesis to Revelation, is one complete book. There's no page in the middle that separates history and what happened and what we're supposed to do as believers. Now, the question is, did Paul preach a different gospel than Yeshua? Or there's another topic that the enemy uses to separate and divide people, is grace versus law. So some people will say Paul preached grace and Yeshua preached law. Well, this is quite interesting, since I am a Jewish believer in Yeshua that believes in the Torah. And it's interesting from a perspective, because most Christians today do not believe we must keep doing the works. The works were done away with because now we have Yeshua. And it seems most Christians today will go along with the idea of grace. And as a Messianic Jewish believer and seeing what Yeshua actually taught in the Scriptures, it would seem that people that are Messianic or secular Christians, but people that are looking into the original Hebraic roots of the Scriptures, seems that work is something that Yeshua never did away with. And in many of my videos and audios, I try to explain to people the Scriptures and the topic of, it's not grace versus law, it's grace with law. You see, that is the thing. The enemy wants to take the patterns of our Creator Yahweh and separate and divide them. And this becomes one of the tactics he uses to get people to disprove or disbelieve in the Scriptures. Our Creator has a plan and He has patterns. That's it. And He has an order. It's the enemy's goal to take people as far away from believing our Creator as possible. So he disrupts the order. He changes the patterns. And one of the number ways he does this, the number one ways he does this, is he gets people to lose their faith that Scripture is true and real, even if we don't understand it. So once somebody starts calling Scriptures incomplete or a lie or misinterpreted or even worse, corrupted, we start losing the foundation of how we are to live our lives. The Word is what it is. And if we don't understand it, we need to study it deeper, not disprove it or take it away. So I want to make it clear that there's a lot of spiritual warfare going on and people have this issue. So grace versus law has been a topic for a very long time that people discuss, but now it seems more and more people are defining it as Yeshua versus Paul. So instead of the grace versus law topic, we have the Yeshua versus Paul topic. And from all my studies and research and reading of the Scriptures that I do believe is the word of our Creator, grace versus law is one of the most ludicrous arguments you can have when it comes to Scripture. Because the Scriptures aren't about grace versus law. The Scriptures clearly show us it's grace with the law. Now, law is a terrible word to begin with, because it's when you hear law, it just changes the feeling of the word. It should be guidelines, not law. Okay? Torah means instructions. It doesn't mean law, do this or else. They're guidelines, they're instructions. So let's say what it really is. It's not grace versus law. It's grace versus instructions. Now, doesn't that sound a little bit oxymoron? Well, to put it in right order, law versus grace. Well, doesn't instructions versus grace sound like an oxymoron? How about instructions and grace? It sounds much more like what Yeshua taught. And if you want to say law and grace, same thing, not or, it's and. So when we look at that, we go to the level of Paul and Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, we could say, is it Yeshua versus Paul? Or is it Yeshua and Paul? You understand what I'm saying? It's not about law versus grace, it's law and grace. Or we could say instructions and grace, or guidelines and grace. Well, it's the same thing. It's not about Yeshua versus Paul, it's Yeshua and Paul. So, did Paul preach a different gospel than the one Yeshua was preaching is the question. And I want to get that foundation understood right now it's not one versus the other. And this is how the enemy tries to deceive people. And I can tell you right now, anyone out there that's teaching versus end. So it's saying law versus grace. Instead, if they're teaching that instead of law and grace, the enemy's getting deceptive ways to people. So we need to have our antennas up. So Yeshua taught Torah, yes. Some people say, well, Paul taught against Torah. Not necessarily. Remember, we could look at law like law, or we could look at it as guidelines and instructions. Paul lived it out probably closer than anyone else ever besides Yeshua. No, we're not perfect. Paul even called himself the greatest sinner of them all. But he knew Torah by heart. Torah is the first five books of the scriptures, the foundation of all scripture. And if you don't have a good foundation in the Torah, anything built upon that is not going to be solid. And my argument or discussion here is most people that are saying law versus grace or Paul versus Yeshua do not have a good foundation in the Torah. And because of that, anything built upon a poor foundation is going to crumble, including your relationship with Yeshua. So it starts off with having a good foundation in Torah to really understand the message of Yeshua, and ultimately to understand the message of Paul and the message of the overall gospel. Many of the people teaching Yeshua versus Paul, they don't know the Torah too well at all. And they're certainly not following what the Torah says to do. Now, yes, Yeshua taught obedience. And some people said Paul taught grace. I will say to you that we will compare scriptures and look at what they both taught. But Paul taught obedience and Yeshua taught grace as well. Their message was one and the same, not different. You know, and some people say Yeshua was preaching some about the kingdom while Paul was preaching about a new belief system or a new religion. You know, people could say what they want to say, but that is not what scripture says. You know, I'd even hear people in this trying to put the verses instead of end saying, I follow Yeshua, but I don't follow Paul. I reject Paul, but I follow Yeshua. That's like guidelines versus instructions. Or instructions versus grace. I follow the works, but I don't believe in grace. It makes no sense. Now, I'm going to do another teaching in the future on the character of Paul and what he actually endured in his life. and how he didn't have to do what he did, but he did have to do what he did because he was called by Yeshua to preach the message of Yeshua to people that needed to hear the message of Yeshua. And he did a wonderful job, and thankfully it's recorded in Scripture that goes along with Torah, but at the same time teaching the grace that Yeshua came to show us. No, he wasn't bringing us another gospel, in my humble opinion. He was telling us and showing us how Yeshua wanted to live this out. So we're going to look at what Paul's words were next to, and his name is Shaul, actually. But we're going to look at his words next to what was actually taught, and we'll see this. So what did Yeshua actually preach? In Mark 1, 14 to 15, it says, "Now after John was taken into custody, Yeshua came into Galilee preaching the good news of the kingdom and saying, 'The time is fulfilled and Yahweh's kingdom is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news.'" So Yeshua preached the kingdom, repentance, faith, and belief. So we get that. We understand that. People sometimes act as though Yeshua preached obedience and Paul invented faith. No, Yeshua himself said, "Repent and believe." Biblical faith never meant saying you believe while you're refusing to change. Yeshua didn't preach belief without repentance. And remember, it's not verses, it's end. Did Paul preach repentance in Acts 26, 19 to 20? "Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to them of Demetrius at Jerusalem and throughout all the country of Judah and also the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to Yahweh, doing works worthy of repentance." Paul preached, repent, turn to Yahweh, and produce works consistent with repentance. So now we compare. Yeshua said, "Repent and believe." And Paul said, "Repent, turn to Yahweh, and demonstrate that repentance." So my question is, where is the difference? Both Yeshua and Paul preach faith that changes the way you live. Now we look at the question of your obedience. In Matthew 7:21, Yeshua says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will you enter into my kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father is in heaven." Matthew 7:24 says, "Everyone therefore who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock." But what did Paul teach about obedience? Well, Romans 2:13 says, "For it isn't the hearers of the law who are righteous before Yahweh, but the doers of the law will be justified." Romans 6:16, "Don't you know that when you present yourself as servants and obey someone, you are the servants of whoever you obey, whether of sin to death or obedience to righteousness?" And Romans 1 verse 5 says, "Through whom you receive grace and apostleship from obedience of faith among all the nations for his name's sake." The obedience of faith. Paul didn't see faith and obedience as enemies. True faith produced obedience. That's what his message is. And that's the message of Yeshua. And that's the message of the scriptures. Paul didn't preach obedience instead of faith, or faith instead of obedience. He preached obedience, and then comes faith. They were preaching the same message. Yes, we all have different ways of presenting things. Times are different. Times and things change, and cultures are different. But they were preaching the same thing according to the scriptures. And when people pick and choose and take things out of context, it makes it look like the enemy is really having their way with people and not following the order of our Creator. Now, what does under grace actually mean? This is often where Paul gets misunderstood. Under grace. Romans 6:14 says, "For sin will not have dominion over you, for you are not under my law, but under grace." Now, understanding law is Torah, or guidelines and instructions. Let's change the word law and see what that actually means or how that sounds. For sin, which means disobedience to the instructions, the guidelines. So, for disobedience of Yahweh's word will not have dominion over you. For you are not under the instructions, but under grace. Do we understand the faith is going to produce obedience? This is where many people stop reading and they conclude, Paul says Yahweh's commandments don't matter. But let's go look at the next verse. In Romans 6:15 it says, "What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? May it never be." Paul anticipated the misunderstanding. In Romans 6, verses 1 and 2, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue to sin in sin, that grace may abound? May it never be. We who died in sin, how could we live in it any longer?" They taught the same message. Paul didn't teach grace to continue sinning. Paul taught grace, freedom from sin, because you were loosened from the chains of sin, because your faith and your love in Yahshua. Not that we didn't have to do the guidelines and instructions of our Creator anymore, but that just like the idea of Yahshua coming on our heart, we would be living it without even having to study it and be under it in terms of this is what we need. No, automatically our lives would be transformed because of the love and the grace that Yeshua showed us. Paul did not teach because we have grace we can continue sinning. He taught because we have grace we're free from the sin. Not that the Torah, the instructions of the guideline no longer matter to us, but we would be so transformed through our faith that we wouldn't be held to the standard of this law because we were already living that life thanks to the faith and love we have in Yeshua, which is what Yeshua taught. You know, but many people honestly either misunderstand or purposely take out and twist the words. Yeshua taught grace and obedience, and Paul taught grace and obedience. Key word, end, not verses, but end. John 8:10-11 says, "Yeshua standing up saw her and said, Woman, where are your accusers? Did no one condemn you? And she said, No one, Lord. And Yeshua said, Neither do I condemn you. Go your way from now on and sin no more." What is that? So Yeshua is saying, sin no more. No more sin, no more disobedience. So he shows the grace. Neither do I condemn you. She was guilty, but he showed the grace. But then he said, and sin no more. But don't continue living in disobedience against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Not grace versus law, but grace with law. And then you compare that to what Paul said. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? May it never be. Yeshua's grace wasn't permission to sin, and neither was Paul's. You know, when we look at the life of Paul, and we're going to get in another teaching about his character, but he embraced the guidelines and instructions of the Torah. He knew it by heart. He lived it more than anyone I could think of in the scriptures besides Yeshua. He was a scholar, a Torah scholar. Did he hate Torah? Absolutely not. In Romans 7, verse 12, he says, "Therefore, the law indeed is holy, and the commandment holy, righteous and good." And again, if you change your word in your scriptures, law, with Torah, you would have a big difference in scripture and understanding. Or if you want to take that even further, change Torah with the word understanding. So write these down, what Paul just said here in Romans 7, 12, about the Torah. Holy, righteous and good. And Romans 7:22, "For I delight in Yahweh's law after the inward man. Romans 3:31, "Do we then nullify the law through faith? May it never be." No, we established the law. When we understand the true language of Scripture And law means guidelines and instructions. And law means Torah. That's what it is. It's not a Jewish thing. It's a Yahweh thing. It's an obedience thing. When we understand this, it's not done because we have to do it. It's done because we desire to do it out of faith and love and because of the grace we have with the appreciation of it. We understand Paul's writings much more clearly. And I'm telling you, the more I teach this, I'm hoping you see clearly that Paul's message goes right along with the message of Yeshua. It was just taught at a different time to different people in a different way where some people misunderstand it. And the enemy is doing his job, a great job, trying to separate Yeshua from Paul and make them verses instead of together, the same way he does grace versus law instead of grace with law. So when somebody tells you what Paul thought about the Torah, don't listen to them and go and read it for yourself in the scriptures. Let's look at what Yeshua says on the same two topics. Matthew 5:17-19. Don't think that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I didn't come to destroy, but to fulfill. For most certainly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not even one of the smallest letter or the tiny pen stroke shall be in any way passed from the law until all things are accomplished. Therefore, whoever shall break one of these commandments and teach others to do so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whomever shall do and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Yeshua didn't come to destroy the law. He didn't come to do away with it. And Paul says, when we compare that, do we nullify the law through faith? May it never be. Now, ask yourself, is that verses or end? Are they teaching the same thing? Yes, they are. Now, I understand Paul's writings can be misunderstood, and there are some things that the wording might sound different. But again, if we change the word Torah with guidelines and instructions, and we take the verse that the enemy wants and put the end that the scriptures mean, we see something much more clearly. But let's see what Peter warned us about in the misunderstanding of Paul. In 2 Peter 3:15-16, it says, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given to him, wrote to you, also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things, in those there are some things that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unsettled twist, as they also do the other scripture, to their own destruction. Wow. Wow, that right there could sum up this whole teaching right there. So underline, you know, certain things that I said here, and circle certain things and think about these things that I just said. Number one, beloved brother Paul. He calls him his beloved brother. If Paul was teaching a gospel that was against Yeshua, I don't think Peter would have said, our beloved brother Paul. And then he says, the wisdom given to him. Yes, it's hard to understand, but people will twist his writings. It's extremely important to understand. Peter himself does not say Paul is teaching versus Yeshua or any heresy at all. He warns that people are twisting Paul's words around. It's amazing the foresight Peter had, and we go to today's time, and there are so many people making a whole gospel out of twisting Paul's words around and making it something that it's not and taking people away from the scriptures, making the scriptures not what it was truly meant to be. The enemy is very deceptive in what he does. So we must be careful and understand this thing. Now let's look at what Paul and Yeshua both had to say about love. In Matthew 22:37-40, Yeshua said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second likewise is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. Now, on this same topic of love, let's look what Paul says in Romans 13:9-10. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandments there are all summed up in saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love doesn't harm a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the Torah, the law, the guidelines and instructions. Paul isn't replacing Yeshua's message. He's teaching the same principle. Biblical love doesn't abolish Yahweh's instructions. Biblical love fulfills their purpose. It's not grace versus law. It's grace with law. And it's not Yeshua versus Paul. It's Yeshua with Paul. We look at it, and the wonderful work is going to produce fruit. Well, let's compare what they said about that in Matthew 7:20. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them, Yeshua says. Look at the fruit. And then Paul explains what Spirit-produced fruit looks like in Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Same direction. A transformed person should produce transformed fruit. Do we get this? I hope people are starting to understand how people are trying to twist things around, or the enemy's using people to twist things around. We must really pray and focus what we're reading in the scriptures and look at it more closely. And we wouldn't come to some of these conclusions that we come up to when we talk about these topics. Paul didn't want his own following and his own religion built around him. In 1 Corinthians 1, verses 12 to 13, he says, "Now I mean this, that each one of you says, I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, I follow Cyprus, and I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized into the name of Paul?" This destroys the idea that Paul wanted to replace Yeshua. Paul essentially says, don't make this about me. Then in 1 Corinthians 1:11, he says, be imitators of me, even as I am also of Yeshua, of Christ, of Messiah. Paul's qualification is, follow me insofar as I am following Messiah. That was his message for his time, which went exactly along with Yeshua's message. It's towards Messiah we're pointed towards. He's the one we're going to follow. Now, did Yeshua teach and preach about the kingdom while Paul preached about the cross? Let's look at this topic, because it's another one that people often have a misunderstanding about. Brothers and sisters, we've run out of time here on this station to complete this teaching, but you can go to my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, and you can see the rest of this teaching along with all my other teachings. That's YouTube, Torah Life Ministries. Have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecovered.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.